Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. We are recording this episode before the Nedbank Cup fixtures, as this is going to be released on a public holiday. So we decided to ask supporters what are some of the issues that they have faced during the season and how the PSL can improve the viewing experience for fans. At the moment, fans can't attend matches, but this won't be the case forever. We can all agree that when football does eventually get back to normal, we'd like it to be even better than ever. We also asked you what the league should do next season now that new dates have been announced for the 2020-21 campaign. Does the bio bubble continue? Do they have to find a way to reintroduce fans? Whatever the case may be, you responded to us with your WhatsApp voice notes on 066-171-0346 and also in our Facebook comment section, and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is SL Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
First things first, we asked supporters what are some of the main complaints they have for the PSL and how the league can improve the experience for fans, and here's what they had to say.
Hello, my name is Kulufelo Mate. He's a chief supporter from Deep Street Branch. So far, the things which are not making me happy about the PSL is the price of the tickets and the way we get the tickets, because sometimes it's difficult to go to the Compute tickets to get the tickets. So I'll suggest if they can bring back that style of buying tickets in the gates. That's my main concern, because sometimes you come from work late, you have to pass around other shops to go and buy tickets. So maybe if they can change that, and so that we can get tickets in the stadiums. That was my big concern. And then even the high prices of when teams are playing Kaizer Chiefs. Normally when Chiefs is playing at home, we play 40 rand. But when you go to, for example, go and play with Feds, you're going to pay maybe 80 rand, something like that, which is not good for us as some of Kaizer Chiefs supporters. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Elias Mbewe from KZN Durban. I'm a Mamelodi Sundowns supporter. Yeah, on behalf of the supporters, what I would like about PSL to change is the way things they are done. I think we are having a problem as supporters. Sometimes the fixtures, the first thing in the fixtures, we are facing a problem about the fixtures. Most of the game, what I realized on that this season we are in, before what about COVID thing, most of the game they were played during the week. I understand. But we, as people are staying far, most of the stadiums, they are relocated in Gauteng. So the problem we are facing to attend most of the game during the week. During the week, you know, those are working days. So I think most of the supporters, they're having the same problem of attending the games. That's why sometimes we usually see the most of the games, the stadium, there are no supporters of the stadium. The number of supporters, a few. Those are the kind of the thing that PSL must do. We must introduce the system that maybe the game they are played, most of the game they are played from Friday. Friday is better, but Wednesday, Tuesday, that's another thing. Yes, thank you on that part. About supporters, what we're facing is basically, as we fans, we are having the most thing again is marketing. Marketing of our games, or PSL, the way they are marketing their thing. The most of the games, as we know, most of the games they are played on SuperSport channels. Most of people, they don't own SuperSport channels. Most of people, they own SABC. I don't know what happened, but the PSL, I think they must look at that with our SABC or PSL. They must give more time games to the SABC One viewers as well. You understand? I think that's the way we are lacking. Most of the games are playing in SA 4, SA 9. So other people, they can't afford that. And the other thing, PSL, I think this money for changing money for tickets as well. Tomorrow the game is 60 rand. Tomorrow the game is 90 rand. Today the game is 40 rand. Those are the problem which we are facing as we supporters of Umzansi who are watching PSL. And mostly affecting. And the other thing which we are facing, we've got bad ground, especially the small teams. What we're facing, we usually, they are too far. We can't afford that. I think as PSL, they must have that thing. They have special for those transport which we are taking sometimes, like buses, like Intercape, Greyhound. As you are going to the game, you purchase your ticket, you have a special on a pass when you're going to the stadium. Those are, I think we are facing big problem on transport-wise as well. We like to go and watch games, but as you know, we are facing a problem of money. That's the thing. Paying the way we are paying is too much for a ticket, money, booking hotels, all those things we are facing. I think PSL, if they fix things like that, I think everything will be okay. Yeah. That's all. Eh? Thank you so much.
My name is Dini Galoch. PSL should improve coverage to accommodate everyone, even people without DSTV. Employ more women in the game. To play big games on weekends, traveling to Pretoria to play Sundowns on Wednesdays, like during the week, sucks.
I think for next season, for it to work, the PSL should scrap the December break. They should emulate leagues like the EPL, where games are played through December. Because in England, you could find games that are played on the 26th of December, for example. So, but unfortunately, conditioning will play a role because players won't have a preseason, much of a preseason. And now the fitness and conditioning coaches should find a way to prevent injuries, because I think they will be forced to play like twice a week in order to cover up time, in order for the league to finish in May.
KwaMaiMai, the market in Gauteng.
KwaMaiMai, man. Why are you saying so slow? It's KwaMaiMai.
Catch the car wash with Teko Modise and Sean Roberts, brought to you by Sokala Duma.
Up next, we asked supporters what the PSL should do next season in the 2020-2021 campaign. Given that the bio bubble may need to continue, fans will be itching to get back into stadium. Well, here's what one listener had to say via voice note.
Yeah, I think what should PSL do next season is to allow the supporters to go into the stadium
and follow the regulations and rules of the COVID-19, whereby the supporters can wear their mask and sanitize in a stadium. I think that will be better, because now not allowing the supporters to go to the stadium, yeah, most of the stakeholders, they losing. Remember, the supporters, they pay, they are the ones that they pay the tickets to go into the stadium, whereby the home teams, they get in the cake taking. So now they're losing the business. So I think the PSL, they need to revise that and allow the supporters to go into the stadium. That will benefit both parties. And one other thing, I think the PSL need to check the availability, or maybe the stadium capacity, whereby we can use the bigger stadiums, especially on the B games and C games. Why I'm saying that? Because remember, I can give you just an example. When Kaizer Chiefs is playing maybe Golden Arrows at the FNB Stadium, so then they can use maybe one other system there, whereby we cannot sit next to each other. Maybe we can use one chair, and then you skip two, then the other person sit to the other chair. I think that will work for us, same as what they're doing in EPL. So the supporters can go in there, and we plead to them, the supporters, to behave themselves as well, to help the PSL to fight this. So this thing of not having the supporters at the stadium is not on. I think by next season, the PSL need to just to engage that and check if that will work, so then they can take it from there. But hopefully it will work. That's what the PSL needs to do next season, by allowing the supporters to go into the stadium. I thank you.
And in our Facebook comment section, we had SQ Nondula say they should continue with the bio bubble into the new season and gradually add some few fans when the season progresses. For example, starting with maybe 30% capacity of the stadium, hopefully towards the halfway mark, clubs will be able to go to their home grounds. Nyameko Zepu said, the bio bubble should continue. It's an expensive concept, but it's very safe. Clubs figured that out a long time ago, and that's why most have opted to sell. It's going to be really hard to run the league and to play in the league. This is, I think, the major issue that we're all worried about next season, is how clubs are going to be able to stay afloat and how the league is going to be able to run. Remember, they've lost their title sponsor in ABSA. We have heard reports that they do have a couple other options lined up. We'll have to see ahead of the new October start date for the next season. And we've seen Bidvest Wits selling their PSL rights. They'll now be TTM FC as of next season. And there's been rumors surrounding Bloemfontein Celtic. There's been rumors surrounding Highlands Park. And so we'll have to see come the end of this season what is going to happen come the next campaign. That is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for responding to us via WhatsApp, voice notes, and in our Facebook comment section. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and our editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.